Free shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, Mark, should we start out with the Amish or a response to something we talked about last night?
Well, you know, I've got to say that having grown up in Sarasota, Florida, I have a great respect for the Amish and the Mennonite communities. Let's start out with them.
As do I. I've always liked the Amish. As somebody who generally is against organized religion, I have to say I feel like a warm embrace when I see the Amish. I mean, they just make me feel so good inside because they get it when it comes to their religion. They get it in that they don't push it on anybody. They've got a real easy demeanor about themselves and about their belief system. They really believe what they believe, but they also are very, very quiet about it. They don't get out there and have parades, and they don't shove it in your face. They don't go door to door.
I imagine, probably evangelism amongst the Amish would be really unsuccessful. Can you imagine somebody pulling up in your driveway, a horse and buggy, trying to get you to live without electricity? I mean, that's not going to work. I'm sorry. It's going to be hard enough for the Jehovah's Witnesses. It would be impossible for the Amish to do the evangelistic thing.
So the story is about zoning. It's about the government's demands about, well, what you can and can't do with your property. And anybody that's actually owned property for a little while knows the just awfulness that is the zoning department and the code enforcers, for instance, that category of government bureaucrat. The story from the AP, Daniel Borntrager's home looks like hundreds of other...
Borntrager.
They spelled it Borntrager in the story. I agree with you. I've seen it spelled Borntrager. However, and it's spelled Borntrager throughout the story. So his home looks like hundreds of other Wisconsin farmhouses, two-story, A-frame, porch, clothes hanging on the line. But his home could cost him thousands of dollars in fines. Hmm. Borntrager, an Amish farmer, built the house himself, according to Amish tradition, but without a building permit. Oh. Because... they didn't ask for permission in the past.
He owns the property, but he didn't ask the government whether he could build on it or not.
That's right. He didn't ask the men and women positioning themselves as a violent monopoly called the government whether or not he could build.
I've always kind of, doesn't it seem strange? Like, I bought this property. I paid for it with my blood, sweat, and tears, all the money that I've accumulated. And to buy property is not cheap. And to buy the building supplies to build a house, not cheap. I just did it this year. I know. And then these people who don't own the property can tell me whether or not I can build on it. Supposedly they don't own the property.
Well, it seems strange to us, Mark, but I guess to most Americans it just seems like the price you pay for living in civilization.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard that one? I mean, I've heard all of the excuses, I think, at this point for all of this nonsense.
You can't have civilization without zoning, that's for sure. Look at Houston, Texas, for instance. Oops. Oh, sorry.
Oh, they don't have it.
They don't have zoning in Houston, Texas. One of the top 10 metros in the United States.
I believe it's number 7, yeah.
Yeah, how do they do that?
So the story here is that his case is among at least 18 legal actions brought against Amish residents in Wisconsin and New York in the past year and a half for building without the proper, past year and a half for building without proper permits, according to court records, attorneys, and advocates for the Amish. The cases have sparked local debates about where religion ends and government begins. Amish advocates, the Amish religion precludes them from defending themselves physically or legally, argue that the Amish belief that they must live apart from the world trumps local regulations. According to Mr. Borntrager, he said the permit itself might not be so bad, but to change your lifestyle and have to get one, that's against our convictions. The local authorities say the Amish must obey the law. Gary Olson, county supervisor, bureaucrats in central Wisconsin's Jackson County, says they can just go ahead and don't listen to any of the laws that are affecting anybody else. It's quite a problem when you've got people next door required to get permits and the Amish don't have to get them. Well, huh, why is that, Mr. Olson? Why is that quite a problem? Why do you think?
It's because it's the people next door allowed themselves to be pilfered and stolen from, so the Amish must do the same.
Right. They get the they get kind of the Stockholm syndrome going on.
Yep.
The abuse victim syndrome, where they've been abused as homeowners. They've been told they need to jump through certain hoops. They've been told they need to get some sort of study done or some survey done or some paperwork completed and file all kinds of fees before they'll be allowed to add a new driveway onto their home, as a different Amish man in the same area did as well, and was fined $9,000 for building a house and driveway without permits. So they've been paying through the nose for years to upgrade the property that they believe is theirs. And then to all of a sudden have that Amish guy across the street being able to just go ahead and build his home all by himself without asking anybody's permission? Ooh, that really makes the slaves angry. It really makes them very, very seething mad, because you know what? They feel like they've been had. They feel like that's not fair. Hey, wait a minute. I paid thousands of dollars in permit fees. I paid hundreds to these bureaucrats, and they gave me a piece of paper. And now you're telling me that this guy across the street driving around his little horse and buggy, he doesn't have to pay the same things I paid, and you're going to let him get away with that? I demand you crack down on that Amish man and his family. Punish him. Tear his house out from under him and destroy his lifestyle. You know, I mean, this is the attitude. I know they don't really say those things, but I mean, it's that kind of upset feeling that people get. Like, it's indignance, isn't it? It's indignance. We're like, what? Somebody could get away with not paying these absurd extractions, these forced extractions, this extortion? Somebody could get away with it? Somebody is as mild-mannered as the Amish? And, you know, these people don't want to admit how cowardly they truly are. Yeah. The Amish have real courage, and the rest of the homeowners in America, a bunch of cowards.
You know, I got one of these building permits when I was building my house, and it sounded like a good thing. I mean, you know, building permit, it would be very helpful. And so I had it out of the site the whole time, and that building permit didn't build anything. It was a big waste of money. I thought the permit would get up there and start some building, and it didn't do anything. I got one of those burn permits that you had to have to burn off some shrubs there. And,
right,
and
you can't make fire anymore like the caveman could.
I threw that on the fire, and you'd figure a burn permit wouldn't burn, but sure enough, just went up in flames. These magic pieces of paper that the government sells that are supposed to keep us civilized, they don't really do anything.
The Amish emigrated from Central Europe to Pennsylvania in the early 1700s, also known as the Plain People. The Amish believe they must live a simple, nonviolent life. Many reject even electricity, indoor plumbing, and cars.
Those are the old order Amish.
In Pennsylvania, home to a large Amish population, more liberal-leaning congregations have lobbied successfully for exemptions in the state building code, including permission to forego electricity and quality-graded lumber, said Frank Howe, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors in Lancaster County.
Imagine how difficult it is to sell a house that you've built that doesn't have electricity in it.
Officials try to keep the Amish informed about what they can and can't do, and most conform, said Howe. He didn't believe his board had ever taken an Amish resident to court over building violations. Now, this is the guy that's in Pennsylvania.
Lancaster County, yeah.
Officials, you try to work with both sides, he said. We tell them this is what we need you to do so everyone can go home and relax. Well, why is everybody so tense? Why does everybody get so tense? Maybe it's because there are men with guns who are threatening your family if you don't go along with what these goons
say. You don't see the guns right away, but...
But that's where the tension comes from whenever there's somebody threatening
violence.
It's really
threats. That's what it is. Every
right.
time that there's, you know, some kind of government rule that's sent down, it's a threat. Now, if you hurt somebody and the government steps in and intervenes, it's not threatening at that point. It's defense. It's stepping in where, you know, a party has been injured. But when there's no injured party... You're just talking about a group of men and women that are aggressing on someone else who hasn't done anything to them.
1-800-259-9231 is the number. If you want to share your permitting nightmare stories, maybe you've been in a position where the government has come along with just arbitrary demands and it's been very, very frustrating for you, you're certainly welcome to share that. Or your thoughts on the Amish situation. Do you think that these people should be forced to go ahead and tear down their house at this point, or forced to pay thousands of dollars in fines because they went ahead and built a home without begging some government bureaucrat's permission first. Are you feeling indignant too? Do you get that feeling rising up in yourself? Do you feel upset that somebody could possibly get away with doing something without asking government permission first? You tell us. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Have you thought about investing in storable foods or in survival kits for your home, car, office, or child's school? This holiday season, give the gift of safety. Give the gift of peace of mind. Give the gift of survival from SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is the only website that offers the very best in high-quality preparedness gear at the lowest prices around. Give that friend or family member the gift they would never buy for themselves. From 72-hour survivor kits, to survival tools, to toys for the kids to help pass hard times, SurvivalGearSource.com has something for everyone on your Christmas list. As we enter this new year full of uncertainty, be ready and be prepared. Shop online at SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Use the coupon code GCN and receive a Patriot Bar with your order, or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925 or online at SurvivalGearSource.com.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance costs, and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll-free 866-768-7811 or go online at FuelSaverInc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features include the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot of stuff to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com.
DEXC-20 is a natural appetite suppressant, enabling people to eat less and still feel full. Users report they eat the same foods, just eat less of them without feeling hungry. They also report feeling more energy without jitters. I've been taking it. It works just like that for me. I do the same things. I exercise the same way. I just take the pills, and I don't feel jittery. DEXC-20, you can get it at Walgreens, CVS, GNC, or diet.freetalklive.com.
So we started the show out here tonight with a story about some personal heroes of mine, the Amish. And the reason they're heroes is because, well, they've got more courage than your average American. They've got more courage than your average American homeowner. Because most people, when it comes to what the government demands about their property, the zoning board or whatever department we're dealing with here that claims...
Planning, that
claims to have dominion over what you believe to be your property. Most people just go along to get along because they understand that something nasty will happen if they don't. They understand that if they don't do what the people calling themselves government demand that they do, that eventually men with guns are going to come to their house and possibly throw them out of it, possibly just take it from them. Well, I mean, first they'll do what they call a tax sale first if they decide they want to take the house. And then if they tax sale the house, tell you to leave, and you don't leave, then they're going to come and throw you out. And I think everybody inherently knows that there's a threat of violence behind what the government does. Oh, I know. You like to tell yourself stories about how it's the price of civilization to pay taxes. The price of civilization is zoning. It's the price of civilization to obey orders.
Well, don't forget the pig farm excuse.
Oh, sure, yeah.
If you didn't have zoning, somebody would open a pig farm right next door to you, as though pig farms would be open on residential property.
So you can tell yourself whatever you want.
Residential property being so much more expensive than rural farming property.
You can tell yourself whatever story you want to about why it's a good idea to, you know, why paying taxes and paying for permits and zoning changes and things like that is all just A-okay. It's just what we got to do to live in a free society is pay forced extractions by men with guns. Whatever you want to tell yourself. The Amish they're not fooling themselves. The Amish, they understand exactly what's going on here. It's an insult against their religion, the ability to build their own homes, very important to them, without having to go and fill out paperwork and ask government bureaucrats permission. And now, the story is from the AP about 18 legal actions that have been brought against various different Amish residents in Wisconsin and New York in the past year and a half alone for building without proper permits. So we're talking about one of them. His name is Daniel Borntrager, and he built his own house without asking permission. Now, the Amish population has nearly doubled in the United States over the last 15 years. They are busily reproducing. According to...
They don't have anything else to do. There's no electricity.
Yeah. According to the estimates from the Elizabethtown College's Young Center for Anabaptist and Pietist Studies, as the Amish look for new farmland, conservative congregations have migrated into states that haven't seen them before, according to an Amish expert at the State University of New York. So there are over 227,000 now estimated Amish in the United States. That's pretty significant. 227,000, yeah. That's half the population of Wyoming. Anyway, that sets up a conflict between building officials with little experience dealing with their beliefs and conservative Amish who aren't familiar with the codes or don't want to compromise. Municipal attorneys in Hammond, a town of about 300 people in upstate New York, cited Joseph Schwarzentruber and Henry Mast in August for building houses without a permit. That case is pending. The town attorney declined to comment. In Morristown, a town of about 450 people, the town attorney there has brought 13 actions against the Amish for not abiding by building codes. Those are also pending. That guy also declined to comment, except to say the town is treating the Amish as it would any homeowner who violates the building codes.
Any one of our slaves on our plantation.
Now, when you say slaves on the plantation, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, obviously, if they can tell you what to do on what's supposed to be your property, they must have some kind of higher authority than ownership of the property, right?
That's They think so, I guess. They'll tell you you own your property, the other breath tell you they'll steal it from you.
The idea is that somehow they are superior in some way, like a majority of people who decided to actually go vote in a local election, which is usually less than 10% of the population in a lot of places. A majority of those people, so we're talking about 5% of the population, sounds like the city bureaucrats to me.
Mostly, their friends.
The city bureaucrats and their friends and families got together, they voted on these rules that would put them in power, and continued to increase the rules over time, and well, there you've got it. This is majority rules, and majority rules is what we were taught in kindergarten. Everybody raise your hand that wants to have cupcakes instead of cookies.
Majority rules, and majorities are right. Whatever the majority says is good,
right.
Isn't it?
As though democracy isn't two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And what's for dinner is you, if you're a productive citizen.
In Wisconsin, authorities in Black River Falls, a city of 3,600 people, wherever, have filed at least 4 cases against area Amish involving permit violations. One action ended in April when a judge fined Samuel Stolfus $9,000, more than that, actually, for building a house and driveway without permits. In July, the same judge levied a $10,600 fine against Mr. Borntreger, the man we talked about at the beginning of the story. Another pending action accuses Samuel Stolfus of building 2 houses without permits. Stolfus believed signing a permit would amount to lying because he wouldn't follow parts of the code that violate his religion, said Robert Green, which is apparently an attorney with the National Committee for Amish Religious Freedom, which has intervened in the case. So apparently the Amish people cannot actually go and hire attorneys on their own, but you can step in if you are an attorney.
The advocate group can step in.
Right. Custom-built homes are allowed in Wisconsin as long as their plans meet code standards, but apparently the Amish don't understand that, said the attorney suing the Amish in Jackson County. Oh, I'm sure they understand what your codes are. I'm sure they can read your codes and understand them. It's just that they don't care about what you have to say. They have their belief system, and their belief system is stronger than most people's belief system in the government system that we have today.
Having grown up in Sarasota, Florida, where there's a strong Amish and Mennonite community, I can tell you that the buildings built by them are buildings of integrity.
Yeah. Fine, fine construction. So they don't have to conform.
I mean, why is it that people pay extra for their rocking chairs and their other wood items if these people don't know what they're doing? Come on.
The town of Albion, where Samuel Stolfus lives, waived a requirement that permits be signed so the Amish could avoid violating their religious beliefs. But they still won't comply. And you can see that what this is about is it is about compliance. They want to get as much compliance out of you and money.
Yes,
as well.
Money too.
But they want to get as much of as they possibly can. So in a lot of cases, if you stand your ground, and it's not just we haven't just seen this in cases of the Amish. We've seen it in cases of activists who have also stood their ground. If you stand your ground many times, they'll come back with another offer. They'll come back and they'll say, well, how about you just do this for us and we'll make this go away. Sometimes they will do that. In a case, I think it was our friend Sam in Texas, there was a few $100 that was against him for some sort of speeding thing, and they were willing to just go ahead and make it go away for just a couple hundred. Just give us something. Give us something. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on the Amish? You think they should be cracked down upon? Should this man be thrown out of his house? You tell us. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelorex.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. And those include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And join us for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's coming up in March, March 5th through the 8th. Going to be happening in Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Hundreds of liberty activists from around the country and around the world will be gathering together, many of them already living here in New Hampshire, a number of them planning to move to New Hampshire, and some of them considering moving to New Hampshire, because that's what the New Hampshire Liberty Forum is about. It's about highlighting some of the great activism that is going on here and giving you the opportunity to meet many of those activists. Also, while meeting some big-name liberty-minded people like Glenn Jacobs, WWE's Kane, how about Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, Angela Keaton from antiwar.com, and so many more. You can see the full list of speakers over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Well, I guess I should say full list as of at the moment, because the list will be expanding between now and March. So that's one of the reasons why you want to get signed up now, because you can get the early bird discount, which I believe is available for another week. If you go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, you'll get the early bird discount. Plus, you can save 10% on your order by using the Free Talk Live discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. And get on board for the Liberty Forum. We've been for the past couple of years, Mark. We broadcast the show live there. We'll be doing the same thing this time around. And it's always a lot of fun to get to meet listeners of the show, and of course get to pal around with people like Glenn Jacobs. It's always nice seeing him, and it's just a great time. It's a great opportunity to meet these people that are making a difference, that are actually standing up to the government, that are going to be achieving hopefully liberty in their lifetime. We talk a lot about this movement on this program. We talk to many of these people on our phone lines, and many of them are going to be there. So if you've heard them talking on this show and you've always wanted to meet people like Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, who, by the way, is going to be completing his walk across the country tomorrow morning. He'll be crossing into New Hampshire, making it all the way from Oregon to New Hampshire in like something like 210-something days. It's just been an amazing trek, and so he'll be actually at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum speaking. So you'll get to meet some of these super activists, these amazing people, and, of course, network and socialize and do a little after-hours partying and go to panel discussions and so much more. It's a lot of fun. So we look forward to seeing you there at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And, you know, we really need to bring the Amish people up here to New Hampshire. I guess there's not a lot of good farmland up this way. There's some of it, but not a whole lot. It is the Granite State, after all.
Yeah, you know, New Hampshire at one point was all farms, that was before they found the Midwest.
If we could bring the Amish resolve, if we could bring people with the Amish courage that these Amish folk have, I think that would be wonderful. I think they are people to be looked up to, because they are not willing to just bow down in the face of these people calling themselves government, making demands of them and their property. A few more thoughts here from the story from the AP talking about various different... because the Amish have doubled their numbers over the last few years. There are a lot more Amish today than there ever were. And so because of that, they're spreading out to new areas, and these new areas aren't used to dealing with non-cooperative people. They're not used to dealing with people that when you tell them, well, you need to do this, this, and this. You've got to get this permit here, pay $500 here, $700 here, and you've got to bag stand in line over there for 5 hours. And, you know, this whole list, the laundry list of things that you have to do in order to build a home, for instance. And the Amish people just look at them and they say, well, I don't have to do any of that because, well, my religion says I don't have to. And these government people just don't know what to do about that. I mean, they're used to... most people just bowing right down and oh, sure, whatever you say, sir, we'll just take care of that because we don't want to have any trouble. We understand you're going to give us trouble and we don't want to have any of that. But the Amish people are willing to make a stand for their belief system, and I find them an inspiration because of that. A few more thoughts on the story here, and that is the attorneys that are acting on behalf of the Amish argue they have a constitutional right to religious freedom. They don't have to conform to building regulations that require them to use architectural drawing, smoke detectors, quality graded lumber, and inspections. According to assistant public defender assigned to the Amish in Morristown, that's what he wrote in court documents, he said that they should be allowed to practice their religion and their religious traditions without interference from the government. The Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, which has taken up the Amish's case in Hammond, plans to file a federal lawsuit in New York the next few weeks, arguing just that. And according to the University of Michigan, they have a strong argument. Government must show a strong reason why regulations outweigh religious freedoms, he said. Building officials argue permits and codes ensure structural safety. But Amish homes aren't falling down, he
said. Amish homes aren't known for just blowing over in the wind.
People aren't getting hurt, said the attorney. And, you know, that really should be the number one factor in life, is whether or not people are being hurt by your actions.
Right.
If they are,
if there were no building codes at all and someone's house was built and, you know, it fell over, I think you should be able to sue the person that built the house or the people that built the house.
Yeah.
Now, I understand. I know what everybody's going to say. But if they're going to hide behind their corporations, well, isn't that... our fault, the American people's fault for allowing the corporations to have been,
corporations are government protection.
Right. They're government protection from people for their responsibilities. I think that people are responsible for their actions.
So what do you think? 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. You can always come back to the Amish topic if you're just now getting to your phones. Let's go to Mark in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Mark in Philadelphia.
Hi, Ian.
You're on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go.
All right. Hey, I got a question for Ian regarding building or buying a home. Those pesky government pieces of paper like IRS tax forms, usually a mortgage broker wants to see them for the last couple of years. How do you get around doing that when you actually bought your home in New Hampshire, your mortgage?
Well, I already owned a home down in Florida, so that kind of helped me out because I basically had an asset to my name, essentially. And so you have a little bit of money in the bank account as well. You can show them the money in the bank account. And if you're self-employed, you can show them that you have money coming in. It wasn't easy necessarily, but it's possible. I mean, obviously the best way to do it would be to buy it with cash. That way you don't have to go through any of that hassle.
Yeah, if only I had that kind of money. But so they weren't too big of a stickler to actually see the tax form for the last few years.
You know, I don't really recall what they wanted to see. It's been so long. It's been a couple of years since I bought the place.
And things,
so.
It's gotten harder to get a mortgage these days than it was, you know, 3 years ago.
That's true.
Any other questions?
All right, that was all I had.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Keith in Texas. Keith, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Keith, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
What's on your mind, Keith? You can't listen to yourself on the speakers. You got to listen
to us
on the phone.
I got you. I just turned it down.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you a thumbs up, guys. I just found out about the site about a week ago. I'm 58-year-old Vietnam veteran, and, man, I think it's great what you guys are doing. And I'm going to be there within a year. I've already made plans. I've been on the phone to my four sons, and, man, I'm coming.
Wow. Are you talking about the Free State Project? You're coming up to New Hampshire, you mean?
Yes, sir. I've already signed up, and
wow.
I've made plans. Like I said, I called my four sons, and I'm trying to get them interested in it. And I want to tell Ian, buddy, don't let nobody give you no hard time about being pushy, about pushing this thing.
Because about pushing the Free State Project. Well, it was my girlfriend who gave me the hard time. So.
Yeah, I realize that.
So I kind of take her pretty seriously when she says something.
I hear you, man. Y'all guys are great, and I think it's a good thing what you got planned. I've seen firsthand what the government can do and how they try to do things. Hopefully, we can get up there and do something to change all that.
I think we are doing something already, and the more people we can have here, the better. I'm curious. You said you're 58, and how long did it take you between when you first heard about the Free State Project, this movement to get as many liberty activists to move to the same geographical area, New Hampshire, as possible? How long did it take you from first hearing about it to going ahead and signing up and making that decision?
About 23 hours.
That is amazing.
Gosh.
And it's also really awesome that you're in a little bit of the older age bracket. Most Free Staters are kind of younger. They don't have as many roots that they put down where they currently are. So to have somebody in the upper age bracket to just pull up their roots and say, wow, that's awesome, I'm coming within 24 hours to make that decision is pretty impressive. And we look forward to seeing you here. I thank you, Keith, for the call tonight. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki updates, live streams, all of the stuff you see at freetalklive.com. We give it all away. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can join the AMP program. Mark, can you explain briefly what the AMP program is?
AMP program's a program where people join sort of the Free Talk Live club, and the membership dues or whatever, you know, people decide whether they want to pay from $3 to on up. I think somebody does $200. All the money goes to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. That's industry advertising, Google AdWords, things like that. And I can tell you that there are radio stations that we have as affiliates that we simply would not have without the AMP program.
Makes a big difference. You can head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board with any major credit card, PayPal, or some of our alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com.
Perks. There are perks.
And, yeah, you do get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about what you want, we've got Bland on the line in South Carolina listening to WSEFM.
Hi.
Is your name Bland?
Yes, my name is Bland.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a funny situation. You talk about these type of permits and everything that have to be issued to town members that, you know, residents in the area and whatnot for all kind of things. I mean, it's amazing, you know, how those things kind of come together, and it just seems like more or less, you know, another way to extrude some sort of taxes from people over just about anything. And it's, we in this situation, well, my sister in this particular situation happened to have a neighbor who works for the, you know, the permit office at the town of Somerville. And
didn't she feel lucky?
Oh, God, and how. She had this woman takes it upon herself to police her entire neighbors. And here recently, my sister had received a letter from the town regarding a little bit of construction debris. And the funny thing about all this is, you know, it's okay for her to have bricks and everything stacked up in her yard, and she doesn't seem to need permits or anything, but she goes to put a permanent structure in her yard. She gets away with these things all the time.
Sure.
Then she happens to, put a note on the door, which we end up finding in the yard. Or I don't know if she did this directly or the town did it directly, but we end up getting a letter, after that fact, you know, about some construction debris in the yard. I mean, that we were explained that these permits only last 6 months in the state of South Carolina. Like, I didn't know that because I'm a builder anyway.
Okay.
These funny things that, you know, it's an outright attack from a neighbor who is just nothing more than a miserable individual.
Yep, sounds about right. And that's how government goes.
It's they're there to reward their friends and punish their enemies. They don't get the same kind of treatment. They simply do not get the same kind of treatment that we do, the average individual, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, this letter that she received is a Gestapo letter. I mean, this is something Adolf Hitler would give to his Gestapo to police the masses. I mean, this particular letter was the most, I mean, my sister would lose her job and lose her house if she ever had to pay a fine. And it's not just a case of the fine. It's the fine or 90 days in jail. And the fine consisted of $8,698 or 90 days in jail. Very interesting situation.
Wow.
I mean, you know,
yeah,
they only gave her 5 days. Now here's a woman who was recently, had lost her husband. Well, I can't say that recent. I mean, on the 15th of this month would be the anniversary of her losing her husband in an automobile accident, which she was involved with. And the funny thing about it is, when she's a couple of years ago, when she was on a ventilator, and we didn't know if she was going to live or die, she gets a threatening letter in the mail where her husband at that time had to leave her side, come home and mow the grass because the grass was 8 inches high.
Oh my
gosh. Or
they're
going to have to pay a $500-$600 fine then for that situation.
Right, and if you don't pay the fine, then you end up going to jail or they end up stealing your house from you. Which one would you prefer?
I mean, you know, this is your choice. You don't have a choice. You're going to comply or else.
Right, and
you have individuals like this. You have individuals like this who are basically policing their neighbors with their job status.
It's disgusting. It's despicable. I have had a personal experience with this, and I understand that it is all about compliance. Now, some would argue it's also about the fines as well. Certainly, they would love to get their hands on that money also. But they really want you to obey.
It's just another way of being a tax collector for the state.
It sure is.
You know, and you know, I'm certain it's nice and all that to create all these jobs and everything, and I'm certain it's very good for the economy.
No, it's not. No,
it's not.
No, it can't be good for the economy. And you know, the government would like you to believe that. They love to say, oh, well, we're creating jobs with all of our new government programs. But government programs don't create products or services of value to the marketplace, for the most part. If they did,
there's certainly firefighters and trash collectors.
Right.
Let me tell you what the government is, my friend. Let me tell you what the government is. Believe me, I know because I've seen enough of this. My best example of it is the government is that scary looking man that stands on the street and stares at little playgrounds and sees a little child. Hey, little girl, would you like some candy? That's what the government is. You can trust me.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir.
Many have described the government, and I think accurately so, as just the most successful gang in a given geographic area.
Brilliantly successful. It's a gang that has managed to convince its victims that they're needed. It's a gang that has managed to indoctrinate people so successfully to believe that they are necessary its victims believe that the gang is so necessary that without the gang, the very fabric of society would tear apart and there would just be apparently just violence in the streets, raping women, burning houses down, children killing children. I mean, heroin addicts strung about everywhere. I mean, if you believe what the government people say, then you believe all that stuff. You believe that we're just moments away from having total chaos in society if it weren't for these men and women calling themselves government demanding a bunch of fines and paperwork from us. Please.
Ludicrous.
And in addition, the government people will always fall back on their excuse of, well, you know, you could ask them, well, why are you doing these things? Why are you mandating these permits? Why are you demanding all these this obedience? And they'll say, well, it's what the majority of the people wanted.
And it's really not. It's really a funny thing. People think that that's true. But if you think about local elections, the average person can't name one of their city councilors. They don't know the name of their mayor.
Then their excuse, Mark.
They don't go to these city council.
Their excuse is that means that they're okay with it. That because they aren't going to the city council meetings and because they aren't going to vote, that means that they're okay with it.
Yeah,
that's their excuse. Now, I might say that, well, because they don't vote means that they don't consent. Now, nobody has any proof of either one. Nobody knows what the truth really is.
I mean, aren't they just boycotting the election, essentially?
That's certainly what it seems like to me. But the government people say, well, that just means that, you know, they're okay with everything. They don't feel like they want to register their thoughts because they're A-okay with everything.
Essentially, people will just go along to get along, and they know that there's, you know, we're taught from the very young age, you can't fight City Hall.
Sure.
I wonder why
Who
we're taught that.
That? Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231, you're welcome to share your nightmare experience or with the government zoning or permitting process. And of course, the last caller, Bland, was absolutely correct. It's just more extractions. It's just another excuse to control people, to tell people what they can do with the property that they paid for. You paid for your property. You're the one who should be able to decide what color your house is, or if you want to put a new driveway in, or if you want to, you know, add on a room to the existing home. You should be able to make those decisions. And you are a big adult, aren't you? Can't you make those decisions for yourself? Do you need a government authority out there to say, yes, you may engage in this behavior, citizen? No, you don't need that. You know that you want the room to be safe. You want the driveway to be of quality. So you're going to do your due diligence to make sure you hire a good construction contractor. And if you don't, you'll pay the price.
If you don't want people in your neighborhood, you know, parking outside of their garage after dark, or putting a boat in their driveway, or storing a boat on their property, or, you know, having a commercial vehicle, the myriad of silly, silly rules that there are out there, why don't you move to restricted community instead of forcing your rules upon all of us in the entire town? I mean, these tiny little deed restricted communities, fine, do whatever you want in there.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So I'm so excited, Mark, about people like Keith earlier who called, a 58-year-old guy from Texas. He's called up all of his sons and he said, hey, you guys need to come up to New Hampshire. You need to join the Free State Project because the slaves on this here plantation are getting about sick and tired of this crap. And so essentially what we've done here is, well, you talked about the plantation analogy earlier, Mark, that everybody is, these countries, what people call countries, are really nothing more than big farms, plantations, and we're all slaves on them. Some of us have figured out the scam.
You can go from farm to farm if you want.
Right, right. You can go from farm to farm.
As long as you pay the taxes to pass between.
The masters will allow you to go from the farm of Texas to the farm of New Hampshire. So you can do that pretty easily. And so come on up here and join the rest of us slaves. And get ready for the revolt. 800-259-9231. That's right, a peaceful evolution. Not a revolution. I don't want to start over with this government thing. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.